The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
And I'm Patty Rising in our San Francisco studios, along with Jeff Bell in his home studio in Marin.
Patty, for the first time during the coronavirus pandemic, the number of Californians in intensive care units with COVID-19 has gone down. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign says Governor Newsom thinks it's a sign that the state is turning the corner on the disease.
Both the number of deaths and the number in ICUs dropped over a 24-hour period. The first time the ICU tally has declined, Governor Newsom announced at his daily briefing.
One data point is not a trend. One data point is not a headline. So I caution anybody to read too much into that one point of data. But nonetheless, it is encouraging.
Newsom credits Californians for keeping their distance and flattening the curve, with the ICU count dropping almost 2%. He also announced a program to help the healthcare workers who can't go home from the front lines, often crashing at hotels for a few hours and then going right back to the hospital.
In many cases, sleeping in their cars overnight. In other cases, unwilling because they've been exposed to this virus, to even want to expose their family back at home.
A new website, caltravelstore.com, will offer discounts and stipends for healthcare providers at 150 hotels and on flights from four airlines. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Unfortunately, despite the good news from the governor, the city of Berkeley is reporting its first coronavirus death. Officials say the person was in his or her 40s and had underlying health problems. Marks the 17th coronavirus death in Alameda County. Statewide, 510 people have died. McDonald's workers across California are demanding that the fast food chain provide them with personal protective equipment during the coronavirus pandemic. KCBS's Carrie Hudasek spoke to a San Jose worker who has been on strike all week.
Irving Vargas Negueda works at the drive-thru counter at McDonald's in San Jose. He's in very close contact with customers on a daily basis.
I feel for my health, so I don't feel comfortable showing up to work.
He and hundreds of other McDonald's workers at more than 50 restaurants in California have been on strike since Monday after a Los Angeles worker tested positive for COVID-19. He's had to buy his own masks and gloves to protect himself from being exposed to the virus.
They want us to provide our own equipment, and I think that's very selfish and irresponsible.
But he says replacing those items comes at a price he can no longer afford.
I've looked for masks online, but most masks are not going to come in until like the end of the month, and so I can't afford to, you know, put my life on the line, you know.
Employees are demanding personal protective equipment along with hazard pay and sick days. McDonald's says they've made gloves available to workers and that they can receive emergency paid leave. Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.
As we've been reporting on KCBS, LGBTQ civil rights pioneer Phyllis Lyon has died at the age of 95. KCBS's Megan Goldsby has more.
Lyon may have been best known by many of us for her marriages, all to the same woman.
Phyllis, as you may know, I had the privilege of being involved in a marriage ceremony between Phyllis Lyon and Del Martin. The couple had been together almost half a century. The manifestation of faith, love, and devotion.
Governor Gavin Newsom married them as the first couple in the city on the day that he made it legal in San Francisco in 2004, and the couple married again when the state Supreme Court legalized it. Ironically, says longtime political and LGBTQ rights activist Tom Amiano.
She addressed this. You'll see some quotes from her. Marriage, not at the top of my list. You know, they came from the feminist movement and didn't really look at marriage as being the great equalizer. Like she said, she wanted people a priority not to be fired, to get good health care because they were gay, to live, to have housing.
All causes she worked on in her 95 years. Amiano says she was most proud of the health center she started, Lyon Martin Health Services and the Mission for Lesbian and Transgender Women. She leaves a powerful legacy, says State Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco.
You know, without Phyllis and Del, I don't know that I would be where I am today. They created the space for people like me and for other LGBT people to be out and open and proud and to be able to serve.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Patty, it's pretty clear to everyone that this pandemic is taking a toll on the economy, but are we facing a depression? KCBS's Kathy Novak takes a look.
By definition, a depression is an economic contraction that lasts several months. So Rutgers public policy professor Carl Van Horn says it's too early to use that label, adding the country has changed since the Great Depression.
We didn't have any of the social safety nets that we have now. Our safety net is not perfect, but we do have things that didn't exist back then, unemployment insurance and food stamps and so on. So I don't think the crisis from an economic standpoint will be at that level. But again, it's too early to tell.
So what is the future for businesses likely to be?
Well, the short answer is it's just a world of hurt, and it's going to last, I think, a fairly long period of time.
Dr. Van Horn says it may be difficult for government to turn to measures such as infrastructure projects to kickstart the economy.
That is one of the normal remedies one would think of, but of course, putting people on infrastructure projects, putting them to work immediately would violate social distancing.
Kathy Novak, KCBS.
A federal judge in San Francisco has ordered U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to release four immigrants with serious medical problems because of the coronavirus. Judge Maxine Chesney wrote in a temporary restraining order that the four people being held in facilities in Marysville, in Bakersfield, are at high risk of severe illness or death if infected with COVID-19. The four are being held while awaiting immigration hearings. Santa Clara County has launched an initiative to help people facing financial hardship due to the coronavirus pandemic. KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports help is available in partnership with the Fair Workplace Collaborative.
The Fair Workplace Collaborative, a community organization, is expanding services and launching Santa Clara County COVID Assistance Navigation, or Santa Clara County CAN.
To connect displaced workers and small business owners to the resources they need to keep their families safe, healthy, and secure in this moment.
That is Fair Workplace Collaborative Director Jessica Vollmer. Free services are accessible through a hotline, 408-809-2124, with help available in English, Spanish, and Vietnamese, with more languages to follow. Santa Clara County Supervisor Mary Esparza says many of her constituents are on edge after losing jobs.
I referred some undocumented restaurant workers to the CAN hotline because they had a lot of fears and a lot of concerns. People are concerned about rent.
Food insecurity has spiked dramatically, and the needy can be connected with resources immediately in a personal way through the hotline. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.